So we're looking at Simshanayim Beis, Sifches, Simshibur, and Sifches. So you have a kursal, which is, it's on both sides, it's 10 tochim high, as opposed to the cases before where one, the grounds level of one chutzor was higher than the other. Over here, even if that's so, but the wall is 10 tochim high for both directions. The Mishnah is starting on both sides. Okay, so you put a kursal, you put a sulam, which is 4 tefachim wide, so that will act as an access, the equivalent of making a door there. But it's not enough to go up, you have to be able to go down as well. So if you put it one across from the other, or even if they're not one across from the other, but they're within 3 tefachim of each other, it's staggered to the point that it's within, it's a lavud, so that's considered as if it's a pesach. That has the halachic equivalent as if they're opposite each other. Since there is a valid access point, so therefore, if they want, they can be marav together. They don't have to. It's a pesach. They don't have to, but if they want to, they could. But the ladders have to reach all the way up to the top or very close to the top. So therefore, considered the way to step up the ladder, get on the top and go over the other side. If, however, they're not opposite each other, and the gap between the two is the shift is more than it's 3 tefachim or more, 6 tefachim, but it works even if it's more distance. So then we say if the top of the wall is wide enough, you can walk on the top of the wall. So you can go up on one side, walk on top. If the wall is wide enough, you can walk on top of the wall and go down the other. Therefore, it's still considered a pesach. So if the wall is 4 tefachim wide, it's easy to use it on top, and therefore he can walk, go up one ladder, walk on the top of the kursal in that nice width of 4 tefachim until he reaches the other sulam and go down. Therefore it's considered Pesach. Okay, now then the Mechaber said that the sulam has to have arba shlivos. The sulam kedam istama hu kaved. Normally, such a type of a ladder has a weight to it. And therefore, it doesn't have the volcano hu chashav kepesach. So you're not going to move it. Just the nature is because of its weight, you tend to leave it there. So therefore, you've basically set up an access point, which you know will remain there. As opposed to, if it's less than that, pachos mikam lo, the kiman shenarach litlo misham b'shabbos. Since it's easy to move it, have a kimishenu is like it's not there. We can't say that there's a passage between the two of them because that's not compelling. So obviously, if it's attached, you can't move it, so then it's fine. Or, if it doesn't have, even if it doesn't have 4 shlibas, but it's heavy, even though it's not as large as the other example, but it's heavy enough that in general it would be stay put, so that's good enough. Now, the Moshe Dush over here quotes from the Sefer Tosfos Shabbos. The Tosfos Shabbos says that it's heavy enough that it would be impossible to move with one hand. You need two hands to move it. That's sufficient for this halacha. Because, I mean, you have to figure that if the whole wall was 10 tefachim high, and this thing is 4 tefachim wide, but it's, you know, unless you're making it out of, like, lead, it's not that big that you say, well, it's so heavy you can't move it. Right? It's made out of wood. I mean, So he says, obviously what it means, the point is it's heavy enough that it's hard to, you cannot move with one hand. Talking about the average person. Then the Mechaber said, if the wall is 10 tefachim high, not more, and you make the sulam 7 and a mashu, so that's good enough as well. Now that's talking about a case where it means that the sulam is being placed perfectly vertical, as opposed to at a slant. Well, the Hosef Khan, Samates, even though it's not so easy to go up and down a ladder which is straight up and down, that for this halacha that is considered sufficient.
Okay.
Fine. See, even though the curse is only a sora, Timu Gaboya Yosim Sar Twachim Lusagi Vashiva Mashul Abday Shia Sulam Megil Vasakhlosh Twachim Samalushakas. So the example Mechaber gave was that the wall, the ladder is only 7 and a mashu. That's only relevant if the wall is exactly 10. If the wall is higher than 10, you're gonna need more than that. It has to be within 3 twachim up the top of the wall. So therefore, from the top of the ladder until the top of the wall, you're within 3 tefachim. So you look at it as if the sulam goes all the way up to the top.
Is this a strange kind of rubber?
We have some strange lovers in our lives. Like we have the tail, which is less than 3 tefachim off the ground, is considered as if the ground is flat, because it's like love, it's within 3 tefachim. So we sort of look at gaps of less than 3 tefachim as being significant. That's probably the better way of saying it.
Is being significant?
Insignificant. In other words, the way I picture it, and we have this discussion on Yom Tov. Let's say you have like a dome which is made of netting, which you want to put over the food. So the question was it had like an umbrella type of mechanism to open and close it. So the person wanted to know if they allowed to open it on Shabbos and Yom Tov and then put it over the food. So it opened like an umbrella. So first of all, they said, it could be the umbrellas are not a problem. We just don't do it until Shabbos, but in this scenario, that wouldn't apply. But the point was relevant to our discussion is that it was netting. So it's not really an oil. There's no tefach there. So it gets involved in the discussion of love. Do you say love of the hachmir? We say love of the hakel. Do you say love the halacha moshav sinu? Do you say love of the hachmir? That's a big discussion. So is that true that you look at netting which has small gaps in it? The point is the holes are small enough that the bugs don't get to the food. They're large enough that they let the steam out so it doesn't become soggy and stuff like that. So you, is that require love it? So, that's clear. You have a weave and a piece of cloth. There are gaps. There's some minute that the halacha ignores them. And that's not considered that you have to come out to love it for that. But if anything which is visible to the eye, So it's not really full. It's not, the answer is it's insignificant in halacha. So what's the shear where things become significant in halacha? The answer is 3 tefachim. So it's not a different concept than the concept of something. Well, that's not love. That's because they're insignificant. I said, well, excuse me, that's exactly what love it is. You know, the only thing is there's a steer mishabur, so it's got to be love of the hachmer. So Ramissin Karel, who was just nifter, Zichel Ibracha, Ramissin said that the case where they're made to function as one unit, Ramissin agrees, you do say love of the Hachmer. Because they're made to function as one unit, you do say love of the Hachmer.
If I make my wall for Shisiyachid,
correct. Correct. In other words, could be once you say you have a love of the Hakil, could be that it also works the Hachmer as well. The question is, it's only relevant in the Hachmer, not the Hakil, was the Hakil, which we've seen, I said. So it's again in Hechusuk in a few different places. The question which the Bach talks about is, which Mishmura seems to be harshed for, in case you would take off the tiles of the roof, but the joists are still there, and you want to make your schach underneath, so the Bach says you have a chashash of love of the hachmer, if the gap between the joists is less than three tefachim, so it's like it's fully closed, so you can't put any schach underneath. So Mishabura is chashash for that Bach in Tafresh Chavov, and the Mishabura in Tafresh Lamed Aleph or Lamed Beis, this talks about a case where you have two tefachim of chsach posel, then a gap of a lovud type of a gap of avir, and then two tefachim of schach posel. Right, so there the mechaber discusses: do you say that the two are love with each other to make create a problem that you have four tefachim of schach posel? The mishabura says, but that's clear. There's no question if there's 1.5 tefachim of schach posel, 1.5 tefachim of schach posel, and there's a gap in between of a tefach, you don't say love of the hachmer to make it that it's four tefachim of schach posel. So you don't fill in the gap with schach posel. When he said before in Tavresh Chavav, he said you do fill in the gap with this schach posel. So Mizan Krell said that over there the joists are made to function as a unit. It happens mid-mikra that you have these two pieces of schach posel, and there's the fact that it's a nafkamina, let's say clotheslines. You know, the clothes don't have to be a dafka functioning in a certain space, etc. You know, you put up clotheslines. So over there, you dafka want to leave space between them because you need space to hang a clothing. So if I have a sukkah down in the chotzer and my neighbor has clotheslines going over the top, you don't need to be machmer b'chol. That was what he was responding. But the mice, it's a concept of love. There is conceptually the concept of love, and even though it's made the function together, the point is, what I'm getting to is, it works with the rules of love, that something, some level of gap is insignificant. So it's not, it's something over here. The fact that the sulam doesn't reach to the top of the curse, so a gap of that size, of that, you know, that amount lacking, is not significant in halacha. Okay, b'meshach arbos, it has to be four tefachim wide. Sulam koish yaksik meshach rochbish abar tefachim chelabreish asif mishum nizel shir pesach. Now, Mishabur says an interesting question: are you measuring the width of the slats of the ladder, or are you including the sides as well? Because you can't step there. The side posts are included as well. Even though you can't walk there, but the mice said this is all part of this unit which is connecting the two sides. He means the width, what you're stepping on, you're putting your foot on it, there's no shear how wide, it doesn't have to be a tefach wide or, you know, whatever it is. You're not discussing the thickness of the piece of wood, he's talking about how wide it is, where the place that you're putting your foot on, how wide is that? So there's no, any amount is sufficient. So now,
where could you walk when the space is?
When you have the side post of the ladder, then you have the steps that you, of the ladder. You can't walk on the side parts. You only walk on the steps. So the access point. So when you make a hole, you say the hole, which combines the two sides, the gap has to be 4 tefachim. I don't count the walls as part of the 4 tefachim. The gap has to be 4 tefachim, because that's the access point. Over here I'm saying that the side posts count as part of your 4 tefachim, which means the actual area where you're able to access, you don't climb on the side post, you climb on the steps. So the actual area where which is your ability to access is actually less than 4 tefachim. So that shouldn't be a good Pesach. And Shmuel saying, no, it works. And that's the Chiddush Shmuel is saying. And I'm just pointing out that there's a significant element of Chiddush in it. You understand to me? Okay. So now...
Posts of the ladder.
Of the ladder, yeah. So it has to be seven and mashu b'meshach rabo eitzel akosel. Now that's talking about elko. I wrote l'armish zoykev eitzel akosel b'shaba. So it's talking about a case where the ladder is placed vertical. She asked him b'meshach aruch akosel rechav arba tefachim. Because we remember Mordechai the shir zeh shall shiwi mashu dafka kasharim b'skiva. It's talking about that it's vertical. So then seven tefachim and mashu was enough. If the ladder is placed at any type of a angle, so the ladder is going to have to be taller, depending on the degree of the angle. And the main point is, it's long enough that the top of the ladder will be within three tefachim of the top of the wall.
What do you mean?
If you have a wall here, and the wall is 10 tefachim high, so your ladder can be 7 and a mashu, and it's cold, it's tall enough. That's when you put the ladder right next to the wall, straight up and down. Let's say you put the ladder at an angle. So to reach this height, you can't use a ladder. Now that it's a hypotenuse, you can't use a ladder which is 7 and a mashu to reach that height. You need a ladder which is longer, depending on what the degree of the angle is. Okay. Ayin Dalet. Now, so that's going to... this will work both in regards to the halacha of combining the two chaseris. It'll also work in regards to the halacha that you can use the top of the wall. So if you only made it on one side, so now am I allowed to use the top of the wall? The answer is yes. If I made it from both sides, am I allowed to be married with the two properties together, the two chaseris together? The answer is yes. Okay. Now, in a case where you took out part of the wall, so you made, as it were, like a step in the wall, in the stone of the wall itself. So, if it's 4 tefachim wide, the area which is less than 4 tefachim wide, I got that wrong. The area which is less than 10 tefachim high is at least 4 tefachim wide. That's what I wanted to say. Okay. Now that this works, that you can be ma'arav yachad and you can use the top of the wall. Now, I involve Shechel Ishtamish B'chol HaKosel. So the Mishabur I mentioned to you yesterday, Mishabur asked a question. I don't get it. He says, what's the case? If they're Ma'arav Yachad, of course you use the top of the wall. It's all one big area. So the case has to be they weren't Ma'arav Yachad. So each Chatzar was not Ma'arav with the other one. And now this wall, which is accessible from both sides, you're saying that both sides can be mishtamash on it. If each kotzer was only ma'ar b'fnayatzim, we said before, then you cannot use the top of the wall. So what are we saying over here? You can use the top of the wall. So that this halacha, the Shulchan Aruch is saying, is actually, it's presenting two possibilities. The Masha Kotzer la'arav yachad, Mari Shinis Ma'id Kol Kach, Kane, Kolobia Kursamanasa Kapasa Lishdaya. It's become Nismayat on both sides. So both sides look at it as a Pesach. And therefore they can be Marav together. Okay. Masha Kosov Yochli Stamish Bukhala Kosal, Marshall Nismayat Bukhal Ovya Ella Bisarechot. It only the height lowered on one side, toward closer to one Kotzer. So now, we said before that whoever finds the usage of the top of the wall easier, they get the rights to the top of the wall. So, in this situation, where on one side, the wall has been nismayed from the height of 10 tefachim, whereas on the other side it has not, it's definitely nerech tashmishtoi, from the side where it's been Ismail, so they get the whole wall. Because you're able to step onto that area which has been cut out and then go from there onto the top of the wall. Whereas on the other Kotzer, where the wall has remained intact up to the full height, it's much harder to get to the top of the wall. So that was the idea which you mentioned before. When you have two sides that both have valid, would have theoretically valid halachic access, but one side is Nerech Tashmish Yoyser, we award, as it were, for Shabbos, the Rosh HaKosel to that side. Lower than 10 tefachim, 4 tefachim wide, it has to be 4 tefachim in depth as well. Okay. And that's his argument. He says, Ein Shom Tamo. So, what's his argument? His argument really is based on the next sif. The next sif is the idea: if you build a ledge next to the wall but lower down, so then we say, well, the same idea. You're able to step from the ground onto the ledge and from the ledge on top of the wall. So what you basically done is built a ledge inside of the wall. But in the sif test, we're going to see that the size of that ledge has to be 4x4 to be valid. So he's saying, so over here also, it has to be your wall was very thick, and it was possible to carve out a depression which is 4x4 and still leave some of the wall intact on the other side. Which is not so difficult, because the Moran beginning of Abbas says that they would make a wall, but seeing the Chatzeris, it was 6 tefachim wide. So the thickness of the wall was 6 tefachim. So you cut out four deep, 4 wide, and less than 10 high on one side. You still have 2 tefachim on the other side. Okay. So by doing this, this side is now allowed to use the top of the wall. They let her bring clear bias out to the top of the wall. It's also a case where the wall is at least 4 tefachim wide. The pachas means that because if the wall is less than 4 tefachim high, we said before it's like a makom patur, 4 tefachim wide, thank you. We said before that it's like a makom patur, and there's no way to take from the kli abayis to the top of the wall. But if this niche that you've carved out into the wall is not 4 tefachim wide, so it doesn't allow you, it's not a Pesach, you cannot be Ma'ar of Yachat on the two sides. It's not going to allow you to mishtamash v'chol kosel. But it says, she'en mishtamash al k'negen mokum shenizmait. She'shomu tashmishu benachas. But that which we are going to say in this space, even though it's less than 4 tefachim wide, that area, it's easier for that side to use than the other side. So it's not going to give him ownership, possession, halachic rights to the whole wall, but it will give them the right to that area. Okay. So to use the top of the wall in that spot, so I can stand on the ground and use that spot. It's not so high. It's not so tall. It's less than 10 tefachim high. But regards to the full length of the wall, the meshach of the wall, to do that I have to get up there. Well, it's hard to get up there because this thing is not so wide. It's not 4 tefachim wide. So therefore, even though I get the exclusive usage on the area itself, the depression itself, because it's on my side, I can stand on the ground and use that. So that becomes now part of my area. And it's hard for the other side to use it. So therefore, this part of the kosel becomes my area which I can use, or this culture can use. But regards to the rest of the wall, it's not so easy to get there. So it's not tashmishta binachas. So he doesn't get any rights to the rest of the wall. Okay, bana eitzava. Test. Lamata eitzel kosel, lamata megeva asara. So they didn't ship away from the wall itself, like we just had in Sifkes, but rather they built a ledge next to the wall. And therefore, from the top of the itzaba to the top of the wall is less than 10 tvachim. Im yesh bar arba orich b'meshach ha-kosel u'baletes arboha. If it's 4 tvachim wide, in the sense of along the length of the wall, it extends along the length for 4 tefachim, and it juts out. It means its width outwards is 4, so it's 4 by 4. So mildly established with holocaust. So this now becomes an area that you could step on. It's large enough to step onto it, and then from there to the top of the wall is less than 10 tefachim, which says it's something which is easy to step up to onto the top of the wall. So that now gives this chatzer the rights to the top of the whole wall. Okay, well, so it does work for hishtamshus. What about being ma'ariv? It's an access point. It's not really an access point because you can get up to the top of the wall, but you're going to have to jump down on the other side. It's 10 tefachim high. So it's not an access point. The point of the case of the sulam before, there was 2 sulamas from each side. So therefore, I can go up on one side and go down the other. So that's called a doorway. This is not a doorway. This is a way to get to the top of the wall and then go back onto the side that I came from and back down as well. It doesn't allow me to go over to the other side. What's that lashon mean? So now, what about if you put an etzba on the other side? So that only will work if you're going to, as it were, extend the wall out and make like an access point on both sides, build in a step. But until you do that, it doesn't allow it to work. So you can't even use that spot. Bona itzva ein tes. So the case of itzaba means that you built it, you put it as stones attached to the ground. So you put it there in such a way that you can't move it on Shabbos. You see, schaber. Now, the Shabbosian says that maybe it was very heavy, it also would have the same din. Very large blocks, it's not attached at all, but they're hard to move. Because we said before, anything which you can move on Shabbos doesn't act as an access point. Well, that's arba. The hainu shehi arba tvachim al arba tvachim. So it's 4x4. And you go be master the field kol shusagi, kol shesamach sefiud, kol shesbayla yerezeh kosa me'asar tvachim imenu lamal. You don't need that it should be at least 3 tvachim high. All you need is that you've now made that from there to the top of the wall is less than 10 tvachim. So depending how tall your wall is, if your wall is 11 tvachim, you make this tefach and a little more. So now from the top of the itzba to the top of the wall is less than 10 tvachim.
Does the itzba have to be less than 10 tvachim high?
What?
Does the itzba itself have to be less than 10 tvachim high?
I think so.
Right, otherwise they can't.
Otherwise they can't get the itzba.
Right.
Right.
So it only works to a wall of 20 tvachim high.
Well, 30 you could have two.
Right.
Yeah. More the time, the hollow so let me clear your bias. You're allowed to take from clear bias to the top of the wall. So it's easier to go up from the istaba to the top of the wall. However, remember the roisha gavoyasar because the gap between the istaba and the top of the wall is now less than 10 tvachim. So if the argument is because of Nair Tashmishtoi, so Nair Tashmishtoi works when you only have one side. You only have one side because the whole argument was the Rosh HaKosel, really we have a problem before both sides are going to use it, it's going to be problematic. But since one side it's easier, and one side it's harder, we give it to the side which is easier. So if we only have an itzba on one side, they win. If the other chotzer on the other side made an itzba as well, so we're back to Tashmisha Benachas, and nobody can use it for clay bias.
What does the istav have to be dar or dal? Suwan didn't have to be dar or dal. It's just a kind of suwan.
Well, the suwan, because it has side, you climb. That's you climb up. You climb up something over here. You're just stepping onto stepping onto a tape.
Okay.
But it's not considered. It allows you to be mishtamish b'chol kosel, but it's not chashik kepesach. It doesn't work to marav yachad. Hanafilu also came shabura pebeis gamas hadasheni. Even if you have another itzba on the other side, it doesn't work unless it reaches the Rosh HaKosel. Vehu adin. It has to be, in other words, it's not enough to make it. We said before, it could be mashu. That's not going to help you. But what would be relevant if it reaches, it's right near the Rosh HaKosel, and you would be able to, but it's not the Tvachim itself. So that'll work. So as long as it's within love to the top of the wall, so now you can step from the ground onto the Itzvah, from the Itzvah on top of the Kosel, because the Itzvah is like it's by the Rosh HaKosel, because it's within 3 Tvachim. If it doesn't have Arbol Arbol, it doesn't help even Lishtamish Kenegda. I'm sure it's not going to amount to the rest of the koysel. But Tom, since it's not 4x4, it's not easy to step in it. Command the lesson is like it's not there. We have the case where part of the wall was carved out, so you can use that specific area you're able to use. So the answer is the point over there is you're standing on the ground and using that depression as part of the wall. Over here, the wall is fully intact. So you want to say, well, I can access the wall by standing on top of this thing, but this is not a comfortable place to stand because it's not 4x4. So you end up with not being mutter. So it doesn't allow you to be mishtamish with the kaisel. Okay. Yud. Kofas sable sheshba arbol arbova gwa kosho umiyat by gobe measora. Mutli shtamish connected a meal, uvad she chabreno betit. If I put a basket or a kli upside down, I can step on the back of the kli, a basket can't cave in, but it's a kli. So I can step on it and go from there, reach within 3/10 welcome of the kosel. But it only works if it's not going anywhere. So it has to be that it be attached to the ground. It has to be immediately adjacent to the wall, or adjoining to the wall, or within 3/12 of the wall. And it's the same din as if you'd really. It's the same din as if tes. Therefore, the Chachamim say, the mashal calls the connected amid to sefer, but circle my filush look connected amid. So now once that's true, it's the same as itzibah. So if it's attached, it gives you access to the whole kosel, not just to the area corresponding to where the sefer is. But you have to be mechaber b'tit. Shechener b'tit chibur yofel or it has to be attached well. Sheyaf shel shav to ad sheyachber b'deker, you can't just move it until you would have to shovel it out. Shows the after litla mishamash. Therefore, it's impossible to move it on Shabbos. Al v'isha also litla achas Shabbos. Even though you're going to remove it after Shabbos, it's still mutter. Avam em imatit munach kak al agonov hakfuyim loaretz. If you just put tit over the handles, which are upside down, facing towards the ground, when you move the handles, which are embedded in the dirt, will move the dirt. But that's if your goal is to use the kli, that tiltum in atzad. Indirect tiltum for the purpose of davar mutter, to use the kli is mutter, so the kli itself is movable. So and therefore it cannot be memayit. Okay.